This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 385 for Tuesday, May 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are mixed on Tuesday morning as they recover from large declines earlier in the session. The July contract is down $1.70 at $9.7420 per ton. New crop November is up $3.60 at $7.3750 per ton. A turnaround this morning in the Chicago soy complex as well as European rapeseed is helping to improve canola values. Continuing dry conditions and warmer temperatures will help speed up the pace of planting across the prairies. However, good rains will soon be needed, especially on the eastern half of the region. The Canadian dollar continues to rise, putting pressure on canola. The loonie is at 82.75 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 82.68. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 680,000 tons of corn to China. Delivery is to be during the coming marketing year. The USDA will issue its monthly supply and demand estimates on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Central. The report will include the department's first official estimates for the 2021-22 crop year. The USDA issued its weekly crop progress report on Monday afternoon. Corn planting is two-thirds complete, putting it 15 points ahead of the five-year average. Soybean planting is 42% finished and 20 points ahead of pace. Also, spring wheat planting is at 70% in the ground and 19 points ahead of pace. Winter wheat conditions nudge up 1 point to 49% good to excellent. In the face of dry conditions in Brazil, Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor is dropping his projection of the country's corn crop from 100 million tons to 97 million. He is bumping up Brazil's soybean production by 1 million tons at 134 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on a turnaround Tuesday. The July soybean contract is up 33 cents at 16.20 per bushel. July soy oil is up 1.22 cents at 65.06 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $8.80 at 451.10 per hundredweight. Corn futures are on the rise Tuesday morning, with the July contract climbing 17 cents at 7.29 per bushel. Chicago oats are relatively steady, with the July contract up a quarter cent at 410.5. Wheat futures are stronger on Tuesday morning, with Chicago rising 17 cents at 747.5. Kansas City July is up 14 cents at 717. And Minneapolis July is up 18.5 cents at 772. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, May 11th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.